Democratic socialist actor John Leguizamo brags about Ice Age money buying him 3 homes. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 1, 2026. Democratic socialist John Leguizamo bragged about how the money he made from the Ice Age cartoon franchise enabled him to buy his second and third homes. "It paid my bills, so I could be a theater actor," Leguizamo told Entertainment Tonight when asked what the Ice Age movies mean to him. An ironic statement, given that the actor recently declared himself a democratic socialist. Watch below. Leguizamo, who has voiced Sid the Sloth since the Ice Age franchise first launched in 2002, went on to say, "Now we got number 6 coming up." Before noting that the films are the longest-running animated movie franchise in the history of animated movies. "It paid my bills," the Spawn star reiterated. Before disclosing that the franchise got me a second and a triple home and paid for my kids' college. Leguizamo also credited the Ice Age movies, which have grossed $3.2 billion as a whole, with allowing him to be as funny as I want to be. "I got to be hilarious and so silly and create this incredible character and creature," the Summer of Sam star added. The franchise's Ice Age boiling point is set for release in February 2027. Leguizamo spoke to Entertainment Tonight while on a press tour for director Christopher Nolan's 2026 film, The Odyssey, in which the actor plays Eumaeus. Shortly before the film's release, Leguizamo appeared on a podcast where he seethed about colonialism, saying, "The cultural annihilation that happened to Latin people is the worst in the history of the world." He also overstated the amount of gold Spain took from the Americas by 277,777%. Claiming that the theft of resources was more than double the amount of all gold that has been mined in the course of human history. Last week, the star-studded cast of The Odyssey were mercilessly mocked on social media over their bizarre rap summarizing the movie in 1 minute. "Unbelievable levels of cringe," one person said. "Please make it stop." Watch below. Scholars, meanwhile, have criticized and questioned the film, with feminist Greek translator and Odyssey author Emily Wilson trashing Nolan's movie as trying to pack everything in while missing themes that were essential. And while fellow scholar Daniel Mendelsohn expressed admiration for the film's cinematic flair, he surmised that the director was more focused on making a Christopher Nolan movie, which led to poor choices. "Nolan has merely remade Homer's hero in his own image," Mendelsohn said, before accusing the director of having imposed on Odysseus's adventures values utterly foreign to Homer. The author, translator, and essayist also claimed that Nolan gave the public an Odysseus with no cleverness, no humor, no wily charm. "In this Odyssey, there is no cleverness, no humor, no wily charm. In this Odyssey, the hero doesn't trick the Cyclops with his brilliant nobody pun. He and his men just poke the giant's eye out and make a gridiron-inspired run for it," he said. "This tormented, guilt-ridden Odysseus, stripped of humor and wit, seductiveness and cleverness," Mendelsohn added. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.